am Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell.
Mark Mother's Bathroom Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from Counting Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season four. I'm Peter Chidi of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcast and join me for the story behind the song.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's Frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co. LLC. Used with permission.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, and welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org. Consequence and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks for stopping by. Thanks for checking out the episode. I hope you hit that subscribe button if you're not already a subscriber. You're going to get new interviews just like this one every single week. Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions. Anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And I do hope you give this series a rating and leave a review wherever you're listening from as well. We've had some great guests on lately. Michael Clifford from 5 Seconds of Summer was here. Caroline Polachek, Allison Goldfrapp of Goldfrapp. Ben Folds talking about leaving the Kennedy Center after the Trump takeover. We talked with the cast of Zombies 4 on Disney. Wet Leg, Renee Elise Goldsberry from the cast of Hamilton and Girls 5 Eva. Just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith, today talking with another Kyle, Kyle Newacek. He's the guy you call when your project needs a little more chaos, a little more weird, someone to blow up stuff without checking if the insurance even covers it. He's one of the co-creators of Workaholics, the Stoner Bro Comedy Central hit that managed to be both juvenile and incredibly self-aware. Kyle also directed over half the episodes, which means he's responsible for a lot of the show's most gloriously unhinged moments. And since then, he's kept busy behind the camera, directing everything from episodes of What We Do in the Shadows and Murderville to the Netflix action comedy Game Over Man, which is exactly what you'd expect if you handed a diehard blueprint to three guys raised on Mountain Dew and Jackass. He also directed Murder Mystery in 2019. That's Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston. And it's because of that movie, a lot of the reason why now he's back directing and working with Adam Sandler once again and talking today about taking on the legacy of Happy Gilmore 2, the long-awaited sequel, 30 years in the works, actually. We're going to unpack the challenge of balancing throwback nostalgia with a more modern comedic style, also explaining why pure comedy is so rare these days. We hear about working with Adam Sandler, how golf became his newfound obsession, and the joy of directing original Happy Gilmore Helmer, Dennis Dugan. Plus, surprise MVP turns from Jason Kelsey, Bad Bunny, and post-arrest Scotty Scheffler. So let's get into this. We're talking Happy Gilmore 2. It's Kyle Meredith with Kyle Newacek.
Hi, Kyle.
How you doing, man?
I'm good.
Is it ever weird to address somebody with your same name? Because it's not like the most popular name, but there's like a tinge of weirdness to it or something. I don't know.
Yeah, well, it's like, you too, huh? Because it is, it's semi-rare. I would say it's like, yeah, it's a little rare. But no, I just good name, buddy.
Good name. Welcome to the club. Welcome. I mean, you've been here for a while. We've there's what one time a year where like a dozen of my friends will send me an old link of when a bunch of Kyles met down in Texas in Kyle, Texas.
We gotta do it.
Yeah, we got to next time.
I'm supposed to go. I gotta go try that. They're trying. I gotta do it. Maybe I'll see you there.
You don't even have to have your membership card is your ID. You're in.
Right.
Well, man, Happy Gilmore 2. You did it. It worked. It's, somewhat 30 years later, there's no guarantees, right? I was so happy to watch this and go, well, they did it. It is as funny as the first one, and I really mean that.
That means a lot. I appreciate that. That's good because that's what we're going for,
What, I mean, you had done what, Murder Mystery, right? With
Yeah, I did the
Adam.
first one. Yeah.
Yeah. And so this is like you're in the family now,
Well,
but
yeah,
it's,
I
yeah,
love
it's not
him.
the same thing. I mean, there's got to be extra weight to this.
This was different than Murder Mystery. Yeah, like Murder Mystery was a new project, forging something new. There was nothing, out of nothing, right? It's like a brand new piece of property. This one is like you've already built a fantastic building. Now go build another one right next to it. And it's like, what the? That one is so good though. Like, really? Okay. All right, cool. Let me, if everybody thinks that this is supposed to be good, like it's supposed to happen, then let's talk about it. And then screenplay comes in and immediately I'm like, oh, I'm in. We can do this. I can do this.
So screenplay takes all the work. I mean, the heavy lifting, I guess, is what I mean.
Screenplay is key.
Yeah.
Screenplay is absolutely key. I mean, that's you can I have a career that's like, based in improv. Like we improv comedy in the digital era just went off. But you can't improv a good story. You just cannot. And if your story is not good and it's not hooking you, it's not doing the right things with the character, then it can be really hard to achieve, what we did. This screenplay was great from jump. I was like, oh, this is gonna be good. This is gonna be really
Now,
good.
is that instinctive? I mean, can you know, is it automatic that you can look and go, this isn't going to work? Because comedy, it's so
Yeah.
tricky, right? Because sure, we know how that works. I laugh at something I read. That's obvious. But to make that jump off of the page.
I think that one of the biggest things is does it have the hooks that's going to get you emotionally without being super sappy, right? Like that's super sap is not great for comedy, but you absolutely have to be emotionally invested in order to really feel all of the jokes and stay with it until the end. And I know that this movie keeps you until the end. And at the end of it, you're feeling good, despite the heavy themes that are in the film, You're feeling good. You're feeling really good. So I think I mean, I can tell. I've read a lot of screenplays. This one had it. This one had it majorly.
And we'll be right back right after this. Hey, it's Kyle Meredith. Are you ready to lose weight? With Effecty, getting access to powerful, personalized GLP-1 weight loss medications has never been easier or more affordable. These medications work by regulating appetite and blood sugar, helping you lose weight in a sustainable, science-backed way. And getting started is simple. Fill out a short medical questionnaire, then connect with a licensed provider through a quick chat-based telehealth consultation. If you're eligible, your prescription gets shipped straight to your door, no hassle, no waiting rooms. With transparent pricing, no hidden fees, and no membership required, Effecty is committed to making proven weight loss treatments accessible to everyone. And no matter where you live, Effecty makes it easy to access GLP-1 treatments. The entire process is online and remote, so you can start your weight loss journey from the comfort of your home without the hassle of commuting or long wait times. Whether you're in a major city or a small town, you can access top-tier care from licensed professionals at your convenience. So, Are you ready to level up your weight loss game? Right now, my listeners can get $50 off GLP-1 weight loss treatments at Effecty.com with code KMW at checkout. That's Effecty.com, EFFECTY.com, and use the code KMW to get $50 off your first month of GLP-1 weight loss treatments. No hassles, no memberships, and no hidden fees. So what are you waiting for? Get started today.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Kyle Newacek.
So then here you go. You walk in, you walk through the doors of this. What comes next? Because do you try to recapture like that 90s feel? Do you make it something else? Is that part of the conversation?
It's a big part of the conversation. Like, how are you going to do it 30 years later? And there's a certain way to make a contemporary comedy, you know, nowadays, like with everything that we've got, all the new materials, all the new tools, all the new everything. And it's very different than the comedies of the 90s. You know, it's very different than how they were making comedies in the 90s. They were still shooting on film and having to truck big pieces of camera equipment out on the golf course and use wires to get the shots, whereas I can send a drone out and get that shot, you know? So I think inherently it tries to take pieces from the first and just plug them in a more sleek way, I guess, because we're smoother at filmmaking nowadays. So there's the mechanical elements that change the way it's being filmed, but the comedic elements, I think, were more hard to deal with because we have comedy nowadays has gotten to a place where it's kind of a lot rooted in genre. Like, there's a, what type of comedy is it? Oh, it's an action comedy. Oh, okay. It's like a weird dark comedy. It's like this, but there's not a ton of like, it all has like this edge, I think. And the edge sometimes takes over the comedy. Like there's not a ton of comedy first movies right now. And so when we were making this, it became very clear that like, this is a comedy first movie. That's what we're doing. There's no genre to lay out. This is a family, fun, heartfelt comedy. Mm-hmm. And I think what was weird making it is I'm like, do they make these anymore? Like, where are they? You know? And so every choice to go there and not go super edgy, which I'm very used to, every choice to go like more in the center and try and get as many people as possible laughing and not just the niche felt bold.
Isn't that crazy though? Because we grew up like that was everything, right? I mean, geez, Lorne Michaels produced every movie there, you know, throughout most of the 90s at least, and through, you know, before and after too. But it's right, because comedy changes and we have been in this sort of cerebral. I mean, you're right, there's a lot of genres, but there's a lot. I had Seth MacFarlane on here the other day, and that's what he said. He said most comedies these days are the ones you look and go, oh yeah, that's funny.
Right. You know?
But here I am, literally, and I'm not trying to do the cliche, but literally laughing out loud as I'm watching this, thinking, I haven't done that in a long time.
Right. Like, can we get out of our head when we're talking about comedy? Like, that's like, I think that's a big thing. You're not just judging it and saying like, yeah, that's funny. It's like, no, actually let go of what's going on in your life and use this as a tool to release. You know, we used to have this comedic form of release. And then we'd all have these jokes. I mean, we all got so annoyed with how many times you'd hear somebody quote Anchorman. But but now I want that. You know what I mean? Like, I miss it. I miss that whole, that main job of comedy. I miss that, you know?
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Kyle Newacek.
it's a golf movie too. Like, do you know about golf? Is that important? You know, even?
Yeah, I think golf is important. I think you'll pick up on it. Like, I am not a golfer. I learned most of what I know about golf on this movie from some of the best golfers in the world.
Yeah, that's not bad.
No, it was a great way to be introduced to it. I mean, I just never picked it up. I never did it. It was something that my grandfather did. And then Happy Gilmore did it. And then I thought it was cool. And I thought, oh, I'm going to be a great golfer just like Happy Gilmore. And I remember going to the driving range and trying it and just thinking like, man, I'm the worst. This is not, you know, so what
experience.
So I think what I did connect was Happy Gilmore is a golf superhero. Mm-hmm. And we need to be showing that, you know, that's part of the fun, the wish fulfillment of like, man, if I could just hit the ball that straight and that hard, gosh, it'd be the best, you know? So I knew that element was very important to Happy Gilmore, and we need to just do some of the craziest shots out there.
But that's it. Like you still shot it as it would have, as it should have been shot. I guess you shot it as if you knew how to shoot a golf movie.
Well, I understood how golf works, and I understood how to shoot golf, and you know, and yeah, I had fun with a lot of the shots. I had fun with a lot of the, I had fun with it. Once I cracked it open, I was like, oh, this is an amazing sport. Like, I remember standing on the green with Ben Stiller, and he was just hanging out one day, and we were looking at this putting green, and we're both like, he's not really a golfer either, me neither. And we're just tripping on how like wavy it is, and like how crazy like the lines of golf actually are, and you know, and I like it now. I like it. I got myself a Happy Gilmore putter. I'm taking it out there. I'll take it with me for the rest of my life.
That's awesome. I'll play golf. It's funny too, the unintentional tie, because you got Scottie Scheffler in here doing some great jokes. I'm in Louisville. That's where I'm based. I'm in Louisville. This is where he got arrested, about a half mile from where I'm talking from right now. So the fact that that's even mentioned in there, that's
we were hyped on that. We were really hyped. I think that's great. That's a moment of pop culture that we got to, you know, mirror. So that'll be in there forever. It's great.
Proud moment for this dumb city of ours.
Good. Good. Yeah, Scotty rocks, man. He's funny. He was really funny.
Yeah. Well, and you just got so many. I mean, I'm sure everybody wanted to cameo in this. And I wanted to bring up, though, was Dennis Dugan. Of course, Dennis directed the original one.
That's
and,
right.
And here you have him, and you're directing him. It's like, what's that like?
That's awesome. I mean, I'm not just saying that. I really mean that. I'm one to like kind of try and leave my ego aside and just, you know, like learn as much as I can. And Dennis was so loving and cool and willing to sit there and tell me all the stories of the past. And what was funny is when he was on set a lot, you know, and he would sit there and he'd talk about the movies he's directed. And I'd be like, you directed Saving Silverman? That's one of my favorite movies of all time. Like, what? He's like, oh yeah. And then he'd go into this like long thing about it. And it was just cool, you know, because you do making a sequel 30 years later, there's a lot of people standing around you that have been in the game for a long time. So for me, I've been in it since Workaholics and kind of, you know, I'm probably 15 years deep, but to have some of these people that have been in it now for 45 years sitting around you or 50 years, it's just so cool for me to hear that, A, it's always been chaotic. Mm-hmm. You right. know, this has always been a crazy job. And B, just get some of the tricks, some old tricks, you know, like... Yeah. Yeah, I'll listen. I'll try it. We got take two and three. Let's see. I'll learn something. I feel like I'm always a student, and I do like pride myself on that.
Yeah. And luckily, no ego. I mean, when you got, you know, the guy who's done the original around, like, I feel like that would be just a little bit like a little bit nerve wracking.
Yes. Yes. I mean, it is. But at the same time, it's like we all got to work together to make this. It's a team sport.
Kelsey, Bad Bunny.
Kelsey came out. He was awesome to hang with. Did some cool stuff on the day we had him. He really came out and crushed. Him. Bad Bunny, Benito. Amazing.
I think this might be his best work, and I really mean that.
First time he rolled on a set, I got to meet him a little bit before, like the day before, for a costume and something fitting. And then when he rolled on a set in costume, take one, I lined it up and I was just like, are you kidding me? Like, wait, I'm really feeling on take one. What's going on? How come I totally believe this guy?
Yeah.
I'm like, is Bad Bunny that good? Bad Bunny's that good. Bad Bunny is great.
And we've seen him do that a little bit. Like, I started thinking about when I really started noticing John Turturro, you know, like, I'd seen him in the other stuff, but within the Adam Sandler world. And you talk about quoting things like, was it Mr. Deeds? That was it, you know, in the elevator. Like, that's what I started associating this Bad Bunny thing with. I was like, man, I've always been entertained, but I think I was surprised still, you know?
Yeah. I didn't really have many expectations, but I was pleasantly like, not surprised, but I was just like, oh, this guy he's going places. I think this is like his second or third role in this movie. And it's like, oh, okay, well, he's not going to stop. He's going to keep going. Right. And I can't wait to see where he goes.
No, good. Hey, it was so great talking to you. Thank you so much. And congratulations on this one.
I really appreciate it, Kyle. Thank you very much, man. I'll see you in Texas.
See you in Texas.
And my thanks, Kyle Newacek. Happy Gilmore 2. Watch it on Netflix. Thanks to you for checking out the episode, too. Make sure to hit that subscribe button before you get out of here. You get new interviews every single week at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With, and don't forget to give the series a rating and leave a review while you're at it. After that, you can head over to lpm.org/music. That's where you'll find me Monday through Friday starting 6 p.m. Eastern. It's 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music. You get bonus interviews. Lots of music news as well. In fact, one of my recent shows featured some classics and favorites from Nico, Counting Crows, The Lightning Seeds, Berlin, Blondie, The Specials, Del the Funky Homo Sapien, Violent Femmes, The Afghan Whigs, The Beatles, Sponge, Queens of the Stone Age, Bon Iver, Joni Mitchell, and my interview with Seth MacFarlane, as we talked about Family Guy and Ted and the Naked Gun reboots and his music side, too. That's what you get when you tune in weeknights, 6 p.m. Eastern at lpm.org/music. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always at Kyle Meredith. I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.